This recording, Dominican Republic 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleecy jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you will only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy nose began to shirt around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goat's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. I was born in Santo Domingo, in the beautiful island that the Dominican Republic occupied the half of this island. We share the island with Haiti, and its desert is in between Cuba and Puerto Rico. South of us is Jamaica. I was raised on a quiet neighborhood that was 30 minutes away from the nearest beach, so I get to go to the beach a lot growing up. And my dad is a minister. He works with a local church, and my mom works for a nonprofit organization. So since I remember, I was involved in community projects and helped her with all the education part when I was a teenager. So that's how I entered to world education and decided to become a teacher. Vengo de la República Dominicana. Mi isla está ubicada en el Caribe, entre Cuba y Puerto Rico. Nuestro clima es tropical y estamos rodeados de preciosas playas. Vine a Kansas University con la intención de hacer mi maestría en educación especial para contribuir con el desarrollo de la educación de mi país. I came from the Dominican Republic. My island is in the Caribbean between Cuba and Puerto Rico. Our climate is tropical and we are surrounded by beautiful beaches. I came to KU with the intention of doing my master's in a special education to contribute to the development of the education in my country.